Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're going to have a good Wednesday. It's a happy Wednesday here in Pittsburgh, PA, Bright Lights Big City, and we have a couple wins to talk about. Two wins last night, and we'll talk about that hockey team first. Jim, I believe the hockey team is taking the template of the football team, but they're winning at the end. Can they play a more terrible game to get started? They're just like the Pittsburgh Steelers, these Penguins are. You watch the first 10 minutes, and you go, what is this team doing? But the Penguins, unlike the Steelers, they find a way to win. Let's start right there, though. They get a win. It's an overtime game. We'll get into the nuts and bolts and what I thought was the biggest play of the game. But could they start any slower? I mean, this is four times now, and four times where I'm beating my head into the wall going, guys, you know you had a game today, right?
Yeah, it's almost like, well, the Sunday's game did start at noon.
Right.
But that was a problem a lot, and I don't know what it is. And you could, you know, Mike Sullivan was asked about that, and he was pretty exasperated. He couldn't figure it out. It's one of those things where you ask him, Mike, what's going on? He goes, well, if I knew the answer, that stuff wouldn't be happening. But it is weird. You know, I made the comment last night that, I mean, these guys are supposed to be fast, and they look pretty fast in training camp when they were skating around with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look that fast to me. They certainly didn't look that fast in Philadelphia, and they didn't look that fast, I didn't think, on Sunday. And then last night, my goodness,
they didn't
get any loose. It was just awful.
They did. They did not look good early on. They got it together. They get down 4-2 midway in the second period. Then the game changes. The game absolutely changes on a dime. They take a 5-on-3 penalty. They go down 5-on-3, and you think this is where the game's going to end, and it's going to become 5-2. It's going to be insurmountable. It's going to be over. It changes. It changes on Casey DeSmith's ability to handle the puck. Did he know Bluger was sprinting down the ice? He says he didn't. He says there was a lot of luck involved. I don't know. You throw it to an open area, you hope your guy falls underneath of it. That's exactly what happened, and bang, it's 4-3 with 5 minutes left in the second. DeSmith, what happened?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was just trying to get it down the ice, and Teddy was in the right place at the right time, and yeah, that just worked out great. So I was very lucky, but I'll take it.
Yeah, he'll take it. Text us about that and everything else. Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. But for me, Jim, that's what it is. Then they get even it at 4-4 late in the second. That was the play of the game, because right there, everybody in the world thinks that Washington stretching it to 5-2, game over, turn out the lights, see you later, live to fight another day, perhaps. That play was, and it's both goalies can do that on this team, and it could change what you do.
Well, how about when Washington also had a chance to take a 3-goal lead? It was 3-1, and they had a 3-on-0 break.
Yes,
three players going up ice. I thought when, you know, from watching it through the, because I watched from home because I wanted to get at least a little bit of sleep, and so you could see all of a sudden you see three Capitals break up the ice. And I'm thinking, oh, man, it's going to be a 3-on-1. Then there wasn't anybody back. And like DeSmith said, it's like, luckily, he goes, if they'd passed it one more time, they had me. But it's almost like they had too many guys. Even a 2-on-none, it kind of makes it weird. It's like the offensive players are trying to figure out, well, should I shoot it or should I pass it to somebody else? And there's indecision involved. But my goodness, a 3-on-0, and he stopped that. You know, so that would have, you know, that would have been another three goal situation. It was just, I've never seen, and I asked Sullivan about that after the game. It's like, yeah, okay, so your goalie stops a 3-on-0, and then he, you know, he gets an assist on a 3-on-5 goal. He said, I didn't know if he'd seen either of those things at all.
And they both happened, and they both involved DeSmith.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah.
And we push it forward in this game. The overtime, Sid gets the goal. It happens, game over. There's some takeaways, though, and again, we'll get to the Pitt game because there's two big wins in this city. But a couple things. You know, on that top line, it's a matter of time before Kapanen is there full time. Rodriguez just probably isn't the guy for that top line. That needs to happen. That's number one. Sid, I think, in something lost in this hockey game that shouldn't be lost in this hockey game, he goes 16-19 in the faceoff circle. There's a lot of things that aren't going right at times for the Penguins. Sid gets out there and he turns it on when he needs to turn it on. He won 16-19 faceoffs. I mean, come on.
Well,
that is go ahead, Jim.
That's the key in overtime.
Absolutely.
You win the faceoff because once you get possession, if you're smart about it, and the Penguins have been really good, you do that little weave thing, and you know, you can even get Letang on the ice more often, which is what happened where he had the assist on the game-winning goal, is that you win the faceoff and you're just patient and you just kind of skate around, you set picks for guys. You know, there are things you can do, and they had to win more than, I think, even Gino won a faceoff in overtime.
Right, and Gino played well. Gino is back on it, so there's that. You know, he looked a lot better than he had. I'll tell you this, too. Colton Sevier is a useful part. He's a guy that can help you, at least through four games. I didn't know what to expect from him. I think he's played okay. Again, it's a matter of time, though, before Kapanen bounces to the top line. But the big story, I think, coming away from it is you play with four defensemen for a decent amount of time. You have Pettersson, you have Ricola, and now, I don't know, CeCe's going to have to be pushed into the lineup. That's probably what's going to happen. You need to figure out and find out what you got and what you're going to do in that blue line between now and Friday night, because you're going to have a Friday, Sunday in New York, or at home, excuse me, against the Rangers, and you got to find out what's happening on that blue line, no matter who plays in goal, because the defense, especially early in these games, has left a lot to be desired, and now you play somebody who couldn't get a game.
They were better with four guys than they were with six. And I thought, at least as long as you don't have to do it for an extended period, but would you consider 20 minutes an extended period?
Well, it can't. I mean, you're not going to play four guys.
Right, but I'm talking about just for in the short term, it almost makes it easier where unless one of those guys takes a penalty, then you've got your rotation is set. If it's five, you know, it's an odd number, then it makes it trickier, I think, on the coaches and the players to try to, you know, get everybody out there. But with four, and it was two because they had left, right, that made it, that was convenient. But I thought, you know, I thought Marino played better where he was on the ice more in the third period than he has, cause he's had a rough go of it so far early on. But they called up Churchman the other day too. So they've got two guys there, but can you imagine, and, you know, save your Matheson wisecracks for right now, folks. But could you imagine if they lost three guys, three defensemen in four games?
No. Oh.
Four games into a season, down three guys long-term. Now, we don't know that it's long-term or not, and they do have two. They don't play again until Friday. But still, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that happens, you know, between now and the end of the year.
It's obvious that this Penguins team wants to make it a track meet. You just wonder if they can, if they have the horses, and if they are as fast. And that, to me, is kind of a big question circled around this team.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.